The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but if they don't make you smile, there might be something wrong on your end. The review of the Goofy News. I mean, you just can't even watch the news anymore. It's like you watch it, it's like, and now for the prime soap opera of the moment. Review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back a lot sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Using life lessons for faith. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Great question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more.
Living this life, not always easy running.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here it is. Here's the key to the show. Are you ready? All right. We don't know what we're doing. Let's just, you know, we can just close the show there. I can just go home. That's it. We don't know what we're doing. I don't have a clue. Do you have a clue what we're doing? Do you know what we're doing? I have no idea.
I have no clue.
We have no idea what we're doing. How about that? We have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, who knows? And really, we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that whole thingy. Talking to one another about the processes of faith, how it works and how it doesn't work. Yes, I'll give you an update on me in just a little bit. Everybody's got to wait. Plus, I have an update on Easton, a very good update. Thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers. But let's go back to what we're talking about. What we're talking about is we have things that come across our lives, different circumstances. We come into different elements of feelings. We have different questions about our faith. You might have a comment. You might have an opinion. You might have a thought. You might have a question about something. We want you to have a free ability to share it without feeling bad. We also want you to be able to share a prayer request, a praise report, answer Bible trivia, talk about something the Lord's doing in your life. We just want you to have that freedom. But most importantly, out of all the stuff that we do, we want to encourage you. Because if you turn the television on, if you listen to the radio, if you watch anything that's going on through streaming, if you get on the internet, there's just a lot of bad news. I mean, it's like you go to get your shoes, fitted, and you find out that they don't have your size at all. Nowhere in that. You just got to wrap your feet in plastic bags. And it's just so bad the way things. Well, guess what? For the next hour and a half, we're going to enjoy the Lord, enjoy one another. We'll take the rebukes as signs of love, and we'll encourage one another to move forward as the Lord has taught us to do. So one of the things we encourage you to do is contact the show. You can call directly by telephone, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do that, Terrific T answers the phone. That's just like coming home and everything in your house is just peace and quiet. Just no interruptions. Just, it's all good. Isn't that nice? That's if you call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. It's 214-210-8483. That's a text, so I won't be answering that. Okay? Don't pick that up during the live show. Plus, you can email us, David at HeMustIncrease.org. That's David at HeMustIncrease.org. www.thefoundationfoundations.org. With that in mind, as is necessary, as we are at the 14th day of April, let us remind everybody that giving can come through the website. Here's the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All righty. Okay, so I got a couple updates I want to do. Plus, I got a lot of teachings we want to do. Plus, we need prayers and directions. I was just talking to Terrific T about when we're going to start the Ezra and Nehemiah. I'm about halfway through on the study part of it. It is so amazing. It's just like, I think this is going to be one of the best studies I've ever done in my life, which is cool. So we're thinking about starting it. It'll either be Friday or Monday at the 2 o'clock hour. So we're just trying to figure out Friday, Monday. And T had a really good point. Maybe that's a good way to start the week. That's a good point. So we might allow that to be in play. We'll ask you guys to pray about that. That's number one. Number two, quick Easton update. Here's my big advice to you. You guys heard Julianne on the show talking about Easton, talking about purple, and talking about all the stuff she talked about. Great gal. She had to bring Easton into the hospital over the weekend. Here's the one lesson I'm going to give you that you should never forget for the rest of your life. Don't mess with Julianne. So she comes into the hospital. She brings Easton in. Now watch this. This is the kind of stuff they have to deal with. Every doctor that talks to Julianne, she reviews everything that they say. She writes it down. She compares it with what was said by them the last time, plus what any other person has said about that subject, and has everything categorized. You can't go in there and you can't play the game. So she gets in the hospital with Easton. I'm just giving you an update. And this is the kind of stuff she puts up with and takes care of. So they said, well, he's, you know, he can't go into this section. We have to put him in the COVID ward. And she goes, he's not going to the COVID ward. He's got a you know, respiratory problem. We're not going to put him in that. That'll be really subjective. And that's not how you're supposed to do that. And they said, well, we'll give him a COVID test. They gave him a COVID test. Negative. They gave him another COVID test, negative. They said, well, we don't trust the test. Julianne said, it's your test. You just gave it to him twice. Now you're telling me you don't trust it? Now, I won't say that she said this directly, but the implication was, do you trust a lawsuit? Anyway, so she won. Okay, let's just say, okay. So they went through, this is what they have to deal with when they deal with her. So they went through the process, and they've left the hospital today. Easton is doing tons better, and Julianne was there on every portion of everything they did. She didn't get that much sleep. She got some sleep when Jared came in and kind of hung out for her. But good for her. She stuck up. She did exactly what she should do as a mom. Yeah, you appreciate that, don't you? That's a great thing. All right. Other things to cover. I'll cover my stuff that happened to me in the next segment. But I do want to get to a teaching, and I don't want to miss it. So I'm just going to go right to it, because teaching and sharing about the Word of God is just so important. We worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Spirit has to do with that connection from within. Truth has to do with biblical truth and understanding who the Lord is. 2 Timothy, we all right on that? We're good on that? Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9 says this, he who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which he has granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. This is the portion in Timothy. So right after this is where Timothy says it's Jesus who brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, a very popular verse in Easter time, Easter teachings. But the verse prior is so powerful, I want you to pick up on these points. God, who has saved us, okay, and that's the past tense saved. He has saved us, he is saving us, and he will save us. He has saved us from the penalty of sin. He is saving us from the power of sin. He will save us from the presence of sin, hence justification, sanctification, and glorification. I wrote my master's thesis on that. We can talk about it anytime you want, anywhere you want. He saved us and called us, not by using a telephone, he called us with a holy calling, not according to our works. Okay, Dave, but you know, I do have to have good works. Well, if you have real faith, you're going to have works that reflect that, okay? But it's not based on that. That's not what it's based on. It's not based on how good you do. It's not based on how good you look. It's not based on how good you sound. It's based on, watch this, his own purpose. See, this is the thing that's awesome about God. You and I keep saying, well, this is our, you know how we all have a plan? Don't you have a plan? I have a plan. Got up this morning, felt a lot better, did my time in devotions, even though I was a little hurting yesterday. I did a lot of homework reading, did like 200 pages of reading. Felt great this morning. Everything's going great, doing terrific. That's fantastic. And here's my plan. Do my devotions. I'm going to drive down. I'm going to do the show. Da-da-da. These are all my plans, right? Now, my plans sometimes happen, sometimes not. It's kind of up, kind of down. God's plan always happens, period. And God has saved us and called us, not according to our good works, not according to anything we have done, but according to his own purpose. That's what's going on. God has a plan. And people go, well, if he has a plan, why should I share with anybody since God's plan is going to happen? The reason is because you and I don't know the fullness of that plan, and he's not telling. So we go about our business. It just so happens he knows because he's omniscient. And so we don't know. God knows. We don't know. That'd solve a lot of problems for people who don't understand the difference between election and free will. We don't know, but God knows. And so this is all based. You're saved. You're called, not according to your works, but according to his purpose and his grace, which means it's not merited favor, but unmerited favor. And all of that is granted us in Christ Jesus. We try to say that's the only way to get to heaven? Yes. In Christ Jesus. You don't have to like it. It's just what it is. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
You're here when I need you the most. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you're just joining us, in the last segment I gave some information about Easton Scott, his update, and his ferocious mama bear mama, who's at the hospital, who's no longer at the hospital, because the good news is that he's out of the hospital. And I bet you everybody in the hospital is like, phew. She's gone. Oh, praise the Lord. All right. Because she is that kind of gal. Here we go on our first trivia question. Our first trivia question for today. Now, you don't have to overthink this. How did the city of Jonah, how did the city of Nineveh that Jonah was sent to, how did the city react to God's message of destruction? Okay. How did the city that Jonah was sent to react to God's message of destruction? How did they respond when Jonah preached? If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Either way, it's okay. How did the city that Jonah was sent to react to God's message of destruction? Okay? Okay. 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 All right. Okay. Give you an update on what happened to me. You guys probably not going to want to hear this. It's kind of weird. So I had to go to the doctor yesterday, and the problem in there was that I had to get some blood tests done. I'm going to get those results fairly soon. So it's really one of two things. I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what we've been doing, and I'll tell you what the new direction is. So what happens is every once in a while in the nighttime, I get this really, really bad stomach pain, kind of like I thought actually it was appendicitis. And then I would get chills, and then I would get a temperature. And I mean a solid 102, 103 temperature. So the first two or three times this happened, guess what we thought was going on? Oh, it's got to be COVID. That's all you ever hear about. COVID, COVID, COVID. I've had enough COVID tests to have my own COVID store. Okay? I am negative every time. In fact, I think they don't want to see me anymore because, you know, the cold disappeared. The flu basically disappeared. 3,800 acknowledged cases of the flu in 2020, with the year before it was 38 million. So something is not right. I don't know what's right or wrong on that, but something is not right. I know that. So anyway, I go to the doctor, and so there is most likely in me, so if it's not appendicitis, which they're doing the test for, which means it's en route to eruption, if that's the case, it's surgery, and it's a definite week out, okay, like a whole week out. Then the other part is he's thinking, because the way that I do exercising and so on and so forth, it might be a tear in my lining. Okay, like there's your stomach lining and so on and so forth, and an ulcer is when it kind of has an abrasion. But if you tear it really bad, and he said, and sometimes that can happen. So I'm going to find out and let you know. It's really funny because the people that have been praying for me, one of the people, I'm not going to say who, but she kind of targeted what could be a digestive or something like that. It's actually, that is the track. The question is, you know, what will happen? So right now I feel great. And it could be completely done. We'll find out. The blood test will give verification. But that's what I went through. It's not COVID. It's me. Self-inflicted somehow. I didn't say I was a genius. But I did spend a lot of extra time studying. And then I heard this guy on the radio from about 1:30 to 2. I liked him. Anyway. Then I had my doctor's appointment. Okay. Yeah, just, Al's giving me a hard time. Yeah, sure, you did it to yourself exercise. He wrote me before, it's chilly. It's like, we don't eat that good. Let's just say that. It could have been too many Pop-Tarts. I mean, that's definite. All right, somebody going to answer the trivia question? Oh, we're losing it here. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fair.
All right. That's better than lousy.
Yeah, that's better than not doing well.
Exactly. All right. So yeah. You got a good trivia question here. How did the city that Jonah was sent to react to God's message of destruction? How did the city respond to that?
They responded good. They believed what Jonah was saying, and they accepted the word of God. And they actually covered themselves with ashes and burlap.
That's right, sackcloth.
So anyway, they repented.
Exactly right. That's it, Mary. They repented. They heard it and they said, yeah, okay, got it. All right, we're changing. And we'll point out that somebody even pointed out, yeah, even the cows. I mean, everybody. It's like, okay, city's going to change or we're all going to get blown up. Let's change right now. Excellent job, Mary. Excellent way to do that.
You know, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. Now, I don't know. It doesn't exist anymore today.
Yeah,
Nineveh, as far as I've been told, it doesn't exist anymore.
That's correct.
But they did accept the word and all. And for a while, they were believers of Jesus Christ, and then something went wrong, I guess.
Well, people turned
away from God, I guess, and then they were destroyed. God destroyed them.
Well, that does happen where people say yes, and then God gives them a little more space, and then they go, yeah, we forget about the yes. Now we're going to say no. It's like, okay.
Yeah. You know,
it's like, that doesn't seem
okay,
like a good plan.
I'm glad you're doing better. Did you have the flu? I was trying to figure out what you were
saying.
No,
we'll find out tonight if I have to have surgery or not. So I'll find out later tonight if that's the case. So
okay.
That's the
Alrighty.
Big key. So keep me in prayer.
Bless you. Okay, and keep you well, all right?
Okay. I'll tell her that you said hi. Love you. You're great.
All right. Oh, well, thank you.
Right.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Mary coming through. Good job. So let's see. We covered that. We don't have to cover that. I'm trying to think of all the stuff we got to cover. I got to tell you this. So I know. Now I know because we're all sometimes we're sarcastic with one another in a nice way, not in the mean way, not in the way that Jack Deere taught that sarcasm was bad, 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 even though Paul used it 30 times. Jesus used it 15 times. Anyway, besides that, was that sarcastic? I'm sorry. I got to tell you what happened today. And it's the smallest, silliest thing, but when it happened, it made me think about the Lord working in our lives. So Noelle and I got up this morning, and you know, we got a puppy, and that's always a challenge now because we always get up at 3 in the morning to let the puppy out. And then also, again, it's 6 or 7, depending on when she has to get out. And she made a mention to me. She said, you know that the coffee maker we have? No, we have a very inexpensive $24.99 I think it was normally $39.99 on sale for $24.99. Next week it'll be $19.99. The week after they'll just be tossing those things. And it had always worked a little – from the first day we got it, it had always worked a little weird. Like you would put it in and it would like – it would keep dripping or something. Something weird happened. So one time I pulled out the glass holder, whatever you call that thing is. Can't even think of the name. And the part where the coffee goes in, there's something that fell through there. So I pull it out and I take all the pieces and I clean them and I put them all back together. And it took 5 minutes, right? Put it back. And then the next day I put the coffee in and I said, hey, be careful because I cleaned everything out, put it together, and it can come spilling out on you because I could have done it wrong. Anyway, Noelle said to me, you know, this ever since you fixed that coffee maker, you just did that little thing. She goes, it's never had a single problem. It's never done what it used to do before. It works perfect. And I was like, and don't get the wrong idea. I'm not taking credit for being a coffee maker fixer kind of thingy. What it dawned on me, though, is that this small little fix on this silly little very inexpensive machine created a working better machine. That's what dawned on me. It's like, wow, so something so small and insignificant as pulling off the little rubber piece that holds it in, cleaning it off, putting it back in, putting the rubber piece back on. I mean, you're talking 3 minutes tops. And what dawned on me is that little fix made a big improvement on the performance of the machine. And yes, I'm going to go there. And then I thought, I wonder if that's how it works with us and God. So there's something that's just a little off, right? Which with most of us, it's like, you know, maybe more than a few things. And it's just a little fix. It's not even necessarily that big a fix. It might not take as much time as we would think. But then the reaction to that or the fixing of that makes it work better. I think what I was kind of processing through in my limited brain was that sometimes it's just a little small fix that makes everything work better. And it's sometimes it doesn't take – it's not a mountain. Sometimes it's not, you know, you don't have to, you know, offer up bulls and sheep and goats. Sometimes you can just go, hey, yeah, I really need help with this. And like then the Lord works on it in your life, and then that's it. And it just works better. I think that we're so trained to have everything be huge in its endeavors. You know, sometimes it's small. Sometimes it's just a little thing. And I know that doesn't seem like a big deal, but here's the really funny part. If you ever hang around Noel and I, forgiveness is in the blood of Jesus Christ. But waking up is in the coffee. I mean, come on. You got to wake up, right? So that little fix made it work better. And sometimes God has little fixes that he's doing in our lives that make it all work better. Even if it just seems like a useless, silly thing. It's not. Biggest difference is God knows how everything operates. We're guessing. Get it? All right. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break. Top of the hour, come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually having a wonderful day. And, you know, every once in a while you get some extra time in with the Lord and you just think, man, I can't wait to hear that trumpet. I just can't wait.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
What's going on? You want to know the answer to that,
I guess. I do. And so this is a good one. How many times did the boy who Elijah raised from the dead, how many times did he sneeze?
Seven.
That is correct, sir! You are right! A little unknown fact from a lot of people that they might not be aware of is that actually so after Elisha stretched himself out, the child sneezed seven times, and then the child opened his eyes, which means that he sneezed those seven times without his eyes open, which is like, wow, that's bizarre. It's like, how do you do that?
I just thought about it that way.
Yeah, it's like, how would you do – I mean, how do you – I mean – My eyes go in the back of my head when I sneeze. I just don't know how that
Didn't he lie prostrate across
yes,
him?
Yes, correct. That is exactly what he did.
I thought, okay, if he was sneezing, was he sneezing in Elijah's face?
That's an excellent question. I do not have that answer, but you have to sit there and wonder.
To find that one out, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the prophets went through a lot, although it could be a tough one. Excellent job, my friend. Excellent answer. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
All right.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Right. We roll. That's a great question that he sneezed in his face.